Blog Talk Radio.
You're beautiful, you brighten up my day. And when your skin touches mine, I get goosebumps right away.
Thinking about you night and day.
Yeah.
Thinking about you night and day. dripping from your lips, every little kiss. Wait for
I've been
me.
Thinking about you night and day.
Good evening. Welcome, one and all, to 50 Radio Universe. This is a For Real Entertainment Network. My name is Mojave, affectionately known as Hob Rux, and here amongst the tribe of 50, they call me Chief Longwind. They suck for calling me that. It stuck. I don't know what happened. Anyway, welcome to Fly Speak Open Mic, Part 18. As it continues, as we will let you know, we have an amazing night for you with some super incredible poets. As you know, we do on every Fly Speak is a universe to itself, consisting of incredible people that you may not have heard of, are getting to know, or didn't get a chance to see. But here, display them with great pride and allow them to explicate themselves as poets. And we also have a fantastic open mic to participate in and have a good time. Now, that being said, all right, we're going to present to you this evening the Child of Yah, Finding Thoughts, and the fabulous Sonnet T. Melton, which I'm geeking about because, you know, it's like you see somebody from a distance, you'd be like, for years and years, I hear about your greatness, and then I get to work with her every, like, Tuesday or Friday. And all the greatness is confirmed, and all the poets are incredible. And so, in that, the Hidden Radio Show podcast is dedicated to bringing you the best and the unheard, the unknown, poets, MCs, performers, and they will all have their voices heard here. And as far as our features is concerned, we have the Child of Yah, who's a married mother to, raised in Brooklyn, New York, but currently living in Delaware, and has been writing since their adolescent years. They have interest in other creative endeavors. She enjoys to sing at a personal recreational time, aka in the shower. I'm Luther Vandross in the shower. I understand what you're talking about. And she's also created a t-shirt brand called Heiress in Training in the past, and likes to dabble in creative digital design work. Now, Sonnet T. Melton is a poet, painter, art educator, is the author of Unraveling My Thoughts in 2016 and founder of the Writers Group with Sonnet T. Melton, one of the most diverse writing groups in Connecticut. Her recent exhibition of paintings, A Dragon's Fly, Braid Ancestral Lineage, African Textile, Black History with a Dazzling Color of Visual Storytelling. Honored, right, as a Connecticut hero by the Connecticut Office of the Arts in 2018 and awarded the Arts and Cultural Empowerment Award by the Cultural Alliance of Fairfield County, Shauna is an arts consultant and a teaching artist who integrates social justice and community engagement in creative workshops, performances and events that he curates. Alright? And also, Defining Thoughts was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, growing up as a weird, unconventional kid with an insatiable thirst for knowledge. Victoria's first passion of love was art, followed closely by the understanding of the concept of writing. Alright? As an author of Defining Thoughts, the books Defining Thoughts and Defining Reality are poetry books on Amazon.com. Now, I'm going to open all these mics. Now, here in FlySpeak, we like to emulate the live feeling, so we ask people, we let you keep your mic open. If you're making noise, please mute yourself, unless I have to do it, and then you'll just have to wait till you either get a message from me to put you back in the queue, or you'll just wait till we come around to you. But please keep your backgrounds quiet while the features are here, and we are talking, and we're going to do our first round with the poets, and then we'll open up open mic, and then we'll go back to the poets again. So I'm going to start with opening up the mics of Defining Thoughts. Defining Thoughts, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm going to follow up. This is super fantastic. And I'm going to follow up with Shauna T. Melton. Are you there?
Yep.
Hey, Shauna. Hold on. I'll mute the baby for a second. Hold on for a second. And I'm going to open up the mic of the Child of Yah, also known as Fabiola. Child
How
of Yah,
you
are
doing?
You there?
How
are you
doing?
How are you doing?
I'm,
all right. So,
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Super fantastic. All right. So what I'm going to do, for everyone who has their hands up, I'm going to open their mic so they can respond to you in real time. All right? So I'm opening up Danielle, C. Double, Ron the Poet, Lady A, Rare Epiphany, Sphinx. I believe 501 would be Jared, I believe. I think that's Jared, is that you?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mojave?
How are you? All right.
I'm all right, brother. I'm rolling with Tim Whispers, too. He's also on the line.
All right, that's what's up. And 806,
how y'all
doing? What's happening? 806, I believe it is Trey. Trey, is this you? Area code 860? Hello?
That might be me. That's Wallace.
Oh, Wallace. Hey, what's happening, good brother?
What's going on?
Like this is super fantastic. All right, so as you know, we maintain the open mics, but we're going to ask the features a few questions, and then we're going to get it right into the poetry. All right, so for the features, ladies, all right, here's an important question. When did you know that poetry became a central life art for you in your creative existence? Now, I just need the ladies to answer that. So, do you need me to repeat that, or did you guys catch it?
Well, I can answer my question. Poetry became an important part of my life when I realized that it was me basically being my own therapist, helping myself through words to understand a better view of how I view myself as well as how I view the world. It gave me a better understanding. That's when I knew it was meant. But, yeah, that was it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Shauna or Fabi?
Shauna, I would say that I've always written. It was a way for me to deal with a lot of things that were happening in my home as a child, with my parents, you know, disagreements and fighting and just seeing a lot. It was also a way for me to convey my feelings. I know I'm really an emotional person, an empath for sure, and it was between my paintings and drawing and writing, it was a way to navigate all the feelings that I had. And it happened pretty instinctively. But when I was affirmed and when I knew was when I was 13. I left a poem at my grandmother's house, and she entered it into a contest, and I was published for the first time when I was 13. And that was when I knew that it was for more than just me, and that it would make an impact beyond my own personal experience.
Beautiful. Fabiola.
Yeah. Fabi's fine, no problem. So I've been writing ever since I was a child, and at first I used it as a means to avoid reading my book reports. I just started to creatively write, and after that I found a love in it, and I began to write poetry, and it just became my second language. It was a way for me to express myself in the most unique way, and being able to express my emotions, my feelings, and it's been a blessing to me ever since.
Okay. Beautiful answers. All right. The one thing that I noticed with the three of you, you also go into other forms of art and things of that sort. So, for example, Fabi, you do digital creative work, right? Digital design work, right? And I know that Defining Thoughts and Shauna also paint. All right. So what is the essence and effect of the creativity that you employ in your poetry affect your other works, your other arts that you actually participate in?
Well, this is Fabi. I can say that poetry is like painting with words. So for me, it's very fluid. They're married together. When I think of my words or think of a poem, the first thing I see is imagery. The first thing I see is a picture. So for me, being able to use imagery and another way of expression is very fluid, and it just makes sense.
Beautiful.
It's fun. I agree with Fabi. This is Sana. I feel like it keeps me constant. If I'm not painting or drawing, I'm writing. If I'm not writing, I'm painting or drawing. I don't really have a time when I'm not creating. I just have times when I'm not creating one or the other. Or I'll have both. Like, some of my poems complement the paintings, or they'll tell a story. I do a lot of historical preservation. And so in a lot of ways, it tells stories about my community visually. So I usually spend my life collecting ideas and colors and scenes and dispositions of people. And it can show up later as a poem, or it can show up as a memory that I want to put in a painting. So they definitely overlap, but I feel like I'm very lucky in the way that if I'm not doing one, I have another thing to fall back on or tap into to keep myself motivated.
Mm. Nice. Defining Thoughts.
Well, this is Defining, and I would have to say that with art and poetry, I separate them, but I also combine them. See, my art is my imagination. My art is the way I actually think. Those are my true thoughts. And sometimes my imagination can reach into my thoughts, and it's easier to combine them, especially when art can tell a story, let alone actually have a story to go with it. That's the same thing that I do or introduce in my book of Defining Thoughts and Defining Reality Poetry. It's like a wonderful world when you get to move your thoughts into art, whether it's writing or actually creating, whether it's painting, drawing, and whatnot. But it's a beautiful thing. But it's not too much of a difference within actual art and writing, because no matter what, you're still expressing who you are within everything you do. So, what was that?
Beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to curtail some of these questions for a later round. Ladies, we'd like to enter into the first round of us doing poetry with you. And I'll start from the top in the order that I have you in the station. We'll begin to do our first start, and we'll start out with you defining thoughts. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Okay, so I have music in the background of mine, of one, so is that all right?
Fine. As long as it doesn't drown you out, it's not a problem. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. Let me see. I love it when you're listening to our favorite kind of R&B. Taking your clothes off to create the sexual scene. Putting feelings in motion, so you giving me a chance to let my lips and tongue dance all over your naked body. Licking down your neck as my wet kisses make your hair slowly rise. Seeing goosebumps fill your body, the lower my mouth gets from your lips every time. But I enjoy it the most when I'm sucking on your dick. See, he talks to me, and I respond with my drooling fluid. Texts turn into French kisses once me and him get into it. Please, no speak to me. This is an A and B conversation, so see your way out of it. We are about to create magic off of amazing experiences. From how my tongue wraps around the tip of your shaft, down to the base as I'm stroking your dick before I put my mouth on it. Very light traces of my teeth make it jump and shift. How your body tense up from the heat wave of my mouth as it's devouring every inch of it. You know, that facial expression that suddenly appears when I lick up the extra saliva sliding down on it. That sound of from the dick being deep in my throat as I still make room to let my tongue play with your balls, feeling and trying to handle it all. See, me and your dick like to do tongue tricks. I put them in deeper. He starts to get thicker as you watch the tears flooding my face with enjoyment. I don't know if this is speaking realistically to you or it's just completely flamboyant, but my mouth and your dick are on some next level shit. Like how he stands strong in my mouth while your body is acting weird as fist. Sometimes silent with building sounds of you moaning and quickly grabbing my hair to suddenly quit. Slapping your hands away while telling you to sit still because this is what's making me enjoy it. You're trying not to bust knowing you will be signing over your balls to my long tongue kiss, constantly pleading while you're grabbing the seats as I'm continuously pleading without a moment to even ask for it. See, I'm kind of like a succubus because I keep going and sucking until you buzz, continuously deep-throating all of you with every breath, not trying to quit until I've had enough. You're telling me to stop, and I say, shut the fuck up, because you're going to sit there until I've had my last suck. I love to lick on the soft skin of your hard dick while my mouth takes the time to slow down on it, but you need to understand that this point in time is not meant for you. It's only for my enjoyment, although your body seems to be amused from what I'm doing to it. Hold on.
Hey, sis, did I hear you slurp earlier?
Yes, I did. Yes.
God. Okay. Well, it was definitely me. I'm good from here on.
Feel free to unmute your mics and give commentary on the phone.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready. I'm just going to tell people that's not what I was expecting. This you can do whatever you like because it's Five Speak Open Mic, but I wasn't ready. Normally when we curtail our poems to the Honeydrip Robotic, but this is Five Speak. You can do any poems that you choose, and that's what our feature chose, Defining Thoughts. You are absolutely nasty, and I love it. Now, anybody have any other comments or roses for Defining Thoughts? I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared.
I'm too young. That's all I got to say. I'm just too young.
Yes, yes. I agree. I think I sat down in the wrong movie.
I just changed the poem that I was choosing.
Let me be clear. This is not a night of erotic poetry. All right, this is not a night of erotic poetry. This is Fly Speak. You can do what you want, but this is not. We're not dripping unless the only the features, if they feel. You know, Listen.
We always dripping. Don't listen to him. We are always dripping. Don't even try it. That is, you know that's King Drip right there. So for him to say that is an oxymoron. Okay.
It's not. I like my floors dry when I do Fly Speak. I don't mind gliding or when we do the honey. I don't mind it. But tonight, I got to be serious. I gotta get the poets to really tell me about themselves and their work. And, it's like she just threw a bunch of KY jelly on the floor and said, now walk. That's what happened. We're in here. So it's
right.
A little crazy.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm trying to calm the crowd because we have serious, y'all got to. Because I already see, I can feel, I'd be like, oh, is that, no, calm yourselves. Open mic.
My bad.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah, you could have saved that for another round. You didn't have to start out like this. Now everybody's all excitable. Listen, you know what? We're going to move on. Shauna. Shauna, how are you?
Yes.
Shauna,
I'm fine.
We are ready and we are prepared to hear your piece. Are you prepared?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, all right. The mic is yours.
It's called It Is Black Love. It's been said that we were stripped from our continent, our roots sacrificed and drowned, that we were exploited out of our true existence, lost on foreign ground. But here I am, fully cloaked in brown, hair curled, braided, and twisted into a crown, laugh light as air, despite a voice well-versed in heavy, painful sounds, lined and curved like a mountainside, a home to diamonds when you think it's coal you found. We're cousins, really friends, but family. Look, we have the same eyes. We create our own tribes. Don't know the lineage, but know it's why spirits collide. We pray here each year at the same time. The water holds the echo of spirits who had to hide while seeking freedom, trying to survive. We meet with our eyes glistening in rooms of unfamiliarity. We have an unspoken soul tie. Even if for a moment we thank God the other exists, in case something goes awry, you'll become my continent. They will tell you that black love is Sunday morning service, followed by fried chicken, fried fish and grits, watermelon on the back porch, sweet tea, mama's cake from scratch. It is. They will tell you black love is a raised right fist, an Afro pick to match the smell of incense, Black Panthers, Malcolm X, a Quran, and a Bible, a room full of us figuring out how to defeat our rivals. It is. They will tell you black love is a living room drowning in cigar smoke under the sound of John Coltrane and Miles. It is. They will tell you black love is those two down the hall cursing and crying wild. It is. They will tell you black love is two parents never home, together or apart, they work their fingers to the bone. Generations of kids blending families with good times in the Cosby Show until their real family returns home. It is. They will tell you black love is one awaiting the other because it's been hours since they last kissed one another. It is. They should tell you that black love is resilience. They should tell you black love is fighting to exist. They should tell you our roots became our fingers crossed and our palms pressed together as we were pulled from a continent. They should tell you that black love is making everywhere your home. They should tell you that black love comes with us wherever we go. They should tell you, but we are the only ones who really know, that black love can't be taken. God used it to make our soul. That's it.
That was so beautiful. Wow.
Thank you. Mm.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
Fried chicken at the service. Watermelon on the back porch. That is black love.
Beautiful piece.
Wow. Any more flowers or roses for Shauna?
Yes, Shauna, that is definitely a beautiful piece. I'm sorry, I'm having a little moment over here, y'all.
It's cool. All right, I'd like to give a special shout-out to T. LaShaw, who is rocking our event page and has been rocking. Please pay attention. The event page is on Facebook. You will be able to go there, look at some things, commentary. Please feel free to make commentary for the poets in case you didn't write anything down. If you're streaming, that is one of the best ways to let the poets know exactly what's happening, or you can hit me directly if you have my number. And shout out to all the people who are here this evening rocking out with the rest of us. Shout out to Dawood, I see you. Essentially, Zanice, Rare Epiphany. Eric Cole 504, I don't know who you are, but you can announce yourself because I unmuted your mic. Eric Cole 504, who are you? Hello? Okay, we'll come back to you. So, Fabi, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, the mic is yours.
Okay. Just another day living in my mind. Just another day to fight a flight of the rising light. I've got to free my mind. Just another day in which I fight through this. Smite it on sight and pivot with aggressive attempts and progressive movements. Another rite of passage sort of situation, dreading a rising rage drain, quenched the dry raisin skin, aged ahead of time like quantum leaping, fruitful agility bound by pain and depressant, trying to smile with fire in my eyes, the mass craft conversations with my consciousness. Here I am trying to figure out why I can't just shake it off like over water spilled on my skin when I baptize my pain with synchronized strains of lucid liquid as I collapse my stride and hide between the curtains. The sound of rivers within a confined space, I want to escape and be free from this sensation, centralizing the constant construct of forgiveness. Why can't I release myself from this anchoring sorrow of formidable memories of a forgotten tomorrow? Narrowed down to an unknown future, flagrant inflections by Sade got me stressing. I, the king of sorrow, on borrowed time, seeking refuge in an attempt to refuse the darkness to seep inside. Feel at times like I'm losing my mind, so I quietly stare. Silence is my opulence. As my wealth dominated my facade, you can't see me cry if I just hold it till it rains outside. See? It's just another day. Just another day living in my mind. Just another day to fight a flight of the rising light. Got to free my mind. Poem.
Speak to my soul, sis. Speak to my soul. I love that. Oh, man.
Hey, you're incredible, Fabi.
Yes.
absolutely.
Mojave. I'm like Jerry Springer up in this, but in a good way. Where did you find these poets? That's all I'm saying. They're great.
Well, to be exact, technically, Fabi and Defining Thoughts, I met them on Clubhouse. And literally, you know, Defining Thoughts, we read each other's works and, you know, we go off when we write words. But Fabi was an incredible find. I believe some of the denizens of the small house of poetry is in the house. And they have a house, and they do poetry over there in this small house of poetry, but the poetry is rather large and big, kind of extends beyond the boundaries. It's kind of fine, kind of good, kind of great, amazing, incredible. And so I had heard Fabi, and I was just like, wow. You know, number one, I didn't even know she could sing. Two, more importantly, because I didn't, but more importantly, I heard her incredible poetry, and I was like, you know what? I said, and I hit her. I said, hey, can you come on the podcast? And Fashana, for years and years and years, I have a friend. Her name is Mind Evolution, and Mind Evolution, I would do this thing called Crevention, and Mind Evolution would come out and spit, you know, because we were very into the full figure movement. That's kind of a thing that I do. I'm all about body positivity, but she would talk about Shana all the time. All the time. And I'd hear all these things and see all these things and all these people were connected to it, but I never had a direct connection. And then, lo and behold, you know, I start doing some Rise Scribe with my sister, Seaway, who's on this call, who should really have her mic open because she's here, and I know she's here, because I just opened her mic because I'm, you know, I'm grody like that. Feast, you there? Sis, you there?
Feast, Mo, I'm here. Continue.
Yeah. Doing TikToks and videos in your car. Anyway, so when I got to see her, like, you know, she's one of the people who really, like, when you see someone and everything is true about who they are and how they are, and you get to see it up close, and it's rather amazing. So I'm fanboying a little bit. I get to fanboy on FlySpeak, and so I'm fanboying all three of them because they're all incredible poets. In their way, in their own right. I kind of geek out a little bit, but, you know, it's good stuff. And so thank you, because they're incredible. But, you know.
Yeah, I'm like that old beer commercial. I'm like, brilliant. That's
yeah, I'm going to take that up with Mind Evolution that I've never been introduced to Shana either. So, you know, that's one of my homies too, Mojave. And I got beef now.
Now, we're all connected one way or the other, whether we recognize it or not. But while we're waiting, ladies, approximately at 10 o'clock, I have to do a station identifier, but we have approximately 12 minutes to get into this open mic. So, ladies, if you don't mind, we will move into the open mic portion and then loop back around for your second round. Are you in agreement?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Allow some of these folks to serenade y'all. And I'll let this happen. So, as we start this open mic portion, we're going to start out with my favorite Philly John, one of my best friends in the entire world. One of the dopest one half of the Erotic Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy, one quarter of the Soul Cafe, but all the way around and great. I introduce to you La Pearl La Negra. Danielle, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everybody.
All right. Well, Danielle, as you know, I'm a mute my mic at this music, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called My Hidden Away. If my eyes could show my soul, your hearts would cry when you see me smile. Sometimes we miss the chance to run through the happy light because we get lost in the shadow of why they hurt us. So I stop wondering how I was seen in the eyes of others because I know who I am. But when I'd fallen in love and realized that he couldn't see me, hope's curiosity awakened questions like, what part of my beautiful heart would he want to know? should I even expose my full light for him? Hidden desire is so unfair because he moves something so deep within me that I don't know if it's his existence that has mastered my heart, but he's definitely my muse. Maybe I'll just continue to keep etchings of the perfect relationship hidden on the canvas of my mind. It is my secret to keep, after all. It wasn't my intentions to fall, I just wasn't looking. Seeing my truth hidden away is like the last of winter leaves clenching to black branches, knowing it's becoming the past. Still, I bring myself to stillness and witness the nature, the natural blending of colors in nature emerge because everything I touch with tenderness has pricked like thorns under the beautiful rose on its stem. Alas, though everything in life has to do with our heart, the path worth taking lies in the tangled forest between heart, mind, ego, and soul. Yet hope drowned in darkness continues emergence from the nighttime, bright as fireflies. Change is an inevitable season. So whether I reveal my love to him or not, just as in silence alone, I feel my heart and continue to marvel at the miracle. See, this is sacred, so I will always care. And that's that piece.
Come on, Danielle. Come on, Danielle. I like it.
Thank you.
I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Sorry. All right.
Very nice.
And Rose Danielle. For Danielle?
Thank you.
Loved it.
That was beautiful.
All right.
I'm melting.
We're going to go. You about to. Well, you up next.
Danielle.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. This piece.
Mike is yours.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. All right, this piece is called A Freestyle Just for Fly Speak. I let my fly speak through the open zipper as my membership hangs out from its hangover, causing commotions from Bangladesh through Nova Scotia. It's growing out of what I've written using my pencil from the peninsula. I admit I'm an accessory guilty of hiding this hardened criminal. Forgive me for its undiscipline in the swimming pool with women with huge titillating assets accelerating my ravaging appetite for passion. Impacted by the reactions of mouths open and gasping, I'm sorry, I didn't see Alice and I won't buy Viagra cultural grass kits for Toni Braxton. I had her singing Jamaican Me High off paraphernalia. I impregnated her simply. By my paraphrasing, I stroked her up and down until she started changing faces more than Travolta and Nicolas Cage did. I'm a national treasure, but my foreplay isn't gone in 60 seconds, and there's no Pulp Fiction in my erections. If you have a fever on Saturday night, don't come out your house. Quarantine, because I want you staying alive. That's how deep is my love. I don't need gimmicks to soundtrack my lyrics. I recite lines and never do I vomit or spit them. I infiltrate longer than your interest rates no one can imitate. I don't open mics. I open Michelle's and bomb her until she be coming. I be rocking her until she drips honey. More than Mariah Carey, Ohio Players, and Jessica Alba, I court tuna in Bermuda using cool whip. Crooner. I'm the temptation playing with just your imagination, putting you on cloud nine with my balls to confuse you. But then again, I'm not an erotic poet. I'm just C-34 music. I thought you knew me. In peace.
So you just gonna walk in here and slap drinks out of people's hands and freestyle, right? This is what we're doing? Is this what we're doing? You come on the show after all this time and just start freestyling, smacking stuff out of people. I don't like you. You know why? Because you don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. You know, and I'm highly offended that you would come and freestyle and say, but I'm not a neurotic poet. All right. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. I see what you're doing.
Where's the eroticism in there? Where is it? Oh.
I was done when you said about membership hanging out with my girlfriend. I was like, what is he doing?
Right.
He's never talked this greasy before. Disrespectful, but he don't talk greasy on shows in front of, he doesn't come to the show and talk greasy. He's talking greasy right now. I don't even know what happened. What happened, CW? You just woke up all month, said, hey, you know what, I'm gonna go over to Fly Speak and talk greasy. Really?
You know, I was just stiffened, that's all. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
I ain't messing with you. I am not messing with you at all. Yeah, I got some Steelers. Oh, yeah, we got to talk some Steelers stuff, too, because, you know, I forgot. You the only other Steelers fan I know around this piece. So we don't have to talk about this Minka Fitzpatrick thing, but let's get into it later. All right, thank you, good sir. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Ron the Poet, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How's everybody doing? Okay.
Are you ready?
I stay ready. That way I don't have to get ready. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, we ready. The mic is yours.
All right.
Bring it.
Smooth is my flow with a topic that is mellow. Hello. My heart is art with a rhythmic beat. White sands on this retreat. Take a load off your feet. Let two-piece be your attire. Five so much love, it can fill your heart's wildest desire. With my chest on your breast as we rest on the shore, our lips meet, our lips greet. Is that a spark in your eyes? I begin to wonder about the thunder in between those thighs. Lost in passion, I'm thinking pleasure and gain. I am all man, this rush of lust I must maintain. With my heart pounding, your lips wet and skin smooth as silk, breasts erect and your body is perfect, I'm thinking something like, got milk. One piece fall off as my mouth just dropped. I can't understand how so much beauty could fit in that top. Like an infinite feeding time, these twins were all mine. If there was a line, shit, I would get in it 1,000 times. This has to be love, for I'm way past lust. There's still one piece, yet I'm ready to bust. Viagra, Niagara, I need help at this moment. I am standing at 10 and she is all up on it. It slipped past her lips when I gripped on her hips. Kissing below the waist, I had to taste that place. The clam to my face, Johnson had disappeared. I looked down for a second. I thought he was coming out of her ear. My lips found that spot because she was breathing so deep. Her body began to shiver. She was at her peak. She screamed my name, then creamed my name. I did the same like a broken water main. We flow like a river. Together we shivered. Now that's how I deliver smooth. In peace.
That's how you deliver. Okay.
Listen, I'm just going to say for the record, we here over at Epiphany Radio Universe are not responsible for any side relationships, sex, legitimate babies. So you are responsible. You are on your own. If you continue to do poetry like that and anything happens, you know, you can even borrow a condom from me, because you just came borrow one. I'm not going to be a responsible party for the irresponsible way that you just came in here and smacked drinks out of people's hands and talked real filthy. Just talk greasy. Just came in here talking greasy. Ladies, forgive him. He knows not what he does. He speaks impregnation. Please be careful. He's got that pregnant poetry. I'm just telling you right now. It's, you know, that's what happened. I mean, if anybody disagrees, tell me. I'm just saying. He said that's how
I feel. Maybe by osmosis. After that,
maybe by osmosis. Yeah, okay. okay. But as we approach the 10 o'clock hour, we must do a station identifier. a station identifier. And I'm sorry if I am not paying attention to the sidebars and all this other stuff because I'm trying to do everything else. But we must announce this great station, of course, and it is Epiphany Radio. So, therefore, the promo.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sonic, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Did you hear the comment? So they gonna be
looking. The music's drowning your voice out, Ron. What did you just say?
Oh, hold on.
So welcome back to Epiphany Radio Universe for Real Entertainment Network, and welcome back to that nice conversation we was having. So if you have a conversation, mute yourself. We heard everything, you know. So if you're doing any illicit backroom deals or, you know, convincing someone to be amorous with you, we truly want you to keep that to yourself. Okay, we like it. But, no. All right, so before we get back into the open mic, we're going to return to another round of our features, of course, and I have another round of questions for them. So defining thoughts, Ms. Melton and Fabi, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Here's the question. Here's the question. If you could write the perfect poem, what would be the heart of the poem that you were writing? If you could write the perfect poem, what would be
the heart? Is this a perfect subject?
You said what? Say it again.
Is this like a subject or?
Whatever you consider the heart, whatever you consider to be the perfect poem, what would you consider the heart of it if you were to write it?
I would write about life and the way I've experienced it, my view of it, my ups and downs, how it inspires me, as well as how it can make me see things about myself that may have been uncomfortable, but realizing it made me appreciate myself more. That's what I write about.
Shauna or Fabi?
It's Shauna. I think whatever my most authentic feeling is in the moment that I'm writing it, if it comes across clearly, I think that would be perfect. And that can change depending on my mood, space, and company. as long as I'm completely honest and I look back at it, I'm good. That makes it perfect for me.
Okay. Bobby.
So, for me, the perfect poem, the heart of it would be ministering. I feel like whatever poem I want to give especially if it's the perfect embodiment, the full culmination of who I am. I want to be able to serve. And in that, I know that when I read it to myself, I'll be able to minister to myself with that peace as well. So that's my answer.
I feel fine.
Okay. So here's a question I like to ask a poet, all poets when they come on here. What poem that you ever wrote and read had the most tangible effect on the listener? When was it? How did it happen? How did you feel afterwards?
I'm sorry, I need you to repeat that question.
I said, what poem have you read, that had the most tangible effect on a listener? What did the poem do to the listener? How did it make you feel? Now, when did you write that poem, or when did you perform that poem?
Ooh, I would have to say it was my I Love You poem. That's basically where everybody ended up knowing me. My perception of love and how I view it, and I shared it with people, and it was like an understanding somehow, the goods and the bad of what love can do, the enjoyment, the pain, the misconception of things. It's like literally love can be a lot of things. But it's still love, and people connected with me on that. I don't know exactly what part of it that caught their attention the most, but that was the poem.
Shana or Fabi?
Shana. I have two for extremely different reasons, but equally relevant. My Maya Angelou poem that I wrote right after she transitioned. And I think a lot of people didn't have the words. And I know a lot of people said that they found the words at home. And then my disclaimer, I was angry poem. It's very weird because it's about one person, but a lot of men take it very personally. And it's not about all men. It's just about one. And the guilt shows up. And one guy follows me behind my car and said, "Don't be talking about my mama, girl." And I wasn't about my mama. And there was a group of women who created a prayer circle. And it's all Mind Evolution's fault. She had me do it at the Bushnell for a hot chocolate soul. And this woman said, "Can we pray for you?" And before I knew it, there were like 20 women praying in a circle around me. All because of this poem. But I told them, like, I let it go after the poem. The poem was the healer. I'm not there no more. But every single time, and everybody loves that poem, and I stopped reading it because I think I was scaring men away every time I read it. And So they were completely opposite, but both extremely impactful for completely different reasons.
Okay, Bobby, how about you?
Well, I'm new to this recitation of poetry on a public platform or with anyone. So I would say within my time frame on Clubhouse, the poem that I felt that reached people was my Worry Walks Beside Me poem. A few people have told me that my depiction of anxiety was really impactful to them. And they correlated and they related to it on a deep and profound level. And my other piece was my Broken Pieces poem, where it talks about my heart when it comes to God. A few people have told me that it's really impacted them as well. So I'm just really grateful to be able to use my words to help or to bring light to things that people are going through.
Beautiful.
That title is really powerful. My Worry Walks Beside Me. I love that title.
Thank you.
So, if possible, I don't know if you ladies prepared to read these poems that you just spoke of. Would it be an imposition to ask you to read the poems that we just spoke of?
Sure, I can look it up right now.
Okay.
Could I do Maya's poem?
You said what?
Could I do Maya or the angry poem?
I would like to hear the angry poem.
So I have to do my I love you poem?
Yes, and Defining Thoughts, I would definitely love to hear your I love you poem.
All right.
But whoever's ready, who's ever ready, if you have your poem ready, the mic is yours.
I'm ready.
Okay. So go ahead, Shana.
Disclaimer, God created you on a lazy day. There was too much turning water into wine the night before, and he walked through the pearly gates at 4, only having to begin at 6, and you are the creation stemmed from a hangover. When an angel asked if you were complete, God said, just send him in. He'll work towards being a better man. He is still waiting. You are in a batch that held a tsunami, 6 hurricanes, 6 tornadoes, 6 Saturday rainstorms, an excessively painful menstrual cramp, I'm sure. You are from a genre of selfish, inconsistent, arrogant people who only deserve to be discussed between vulgarity, verbal, and signed, i.e. the middle finger. Unfortunately, there is no cure. You were born as a defect. It did not happen to you. I bet you think this poem is about you, but I know you don't want to be a poem. So I used our experience as a symbol of all the hurt I feel while watching boys title themselves men, while a woman who wants to love him sets down her defense, only to discover that a good man is the treasure that drowned during the middle passage, and all we have left are boys like you. The psychotic inner Irishman in me wants to shred shards of glass and put it in your dinner, only to watch you die slowly. Thank goodness I am grounded in African and Native American blood that runs through me, and I am a firm believer in self-preservation and freedom, or you would have been gone, and I would have reason to claim the insanity that I am feeling. No one would believe that I was fighting the attack you waged on my self-esteem and dignity, so instead I say nothing and sit with the hurt that is defeating as you title yourself someone else's man. Good tidings to you, Milady. Your mother should have swallowed you and saved women of the world from such devastation. She would have saved me from running into you in grocery stores and happy hour and every circle of friends that I make, like you are the damn line that connects on my dot. The hell. For the sake of your future children, let's hope that character skips a generation and they are sweet as your mother or present and strong as your father, because you have proven to be a misrepresentation of what I understand about them. Now you can call me mean. I bet you think this poem is about you, but it's not. It rides on the back of freedom and the need to distance myself from want to be men in the hopes of discovering that sunken treasure. Even though this poem is void of the evidence, I do wish you well. I pray that you do not hurt anyone else out of loving you, and I have seen character skip a generation. This is my effort to move beyond you, my emancipation, my path to being free. Don't worry, you'll not become a poem because you no longer have a place inside of me. That's it.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Did she say that good
yes,
men
she did.
Were
damn.
A sunken treasure lost in the middle passage?
Yes, she did. Yeah, that's what she said.
Your mama should have swallowed you. Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, I
no,
didn't want to see
it. No, listen. Yeah. When I heard the, Bet You Think This Is About You, I immediately thought about the song.
I bet you think this song is about you.
I'm I'm just saying. I just want to give. I'm gonna give a prayer and some benediction for this brother, who inspired the hell out of this poem. You suck as a human being because no one writes like this unless you really did something bad. No one writes like that unless you did something bad.
Yeah, she put the boot.
I only got one word to say, gangsta.
That's straight. That's straight.
What did you say, Wallace?
She put the boot to him for real. That's a stomp.
Oh, man. Wow. He has a flower.
Yo, Mahabi. Yes. Just tell her to tell dude to meet me outside. I got him.
I swear.
You know, the old school. Meet me outside, nigga. Somebody come back in with a black eye. But look, what happened? You know, I feel this just all. Things going to go out there and black your eye. That's what's happening. Wow. Okay. As we move forward, who's next? Fabi, the Finding Force, who's ready?
I'm ready.
You too.
This is Fabi. So either one, it's fine.
Okay, so Defining Thoughts said something first, right? So we'll go with Defining Thoughts, and Fabi, you get to...
You can let Fabi go. Okay. Fabi,
are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, the mic is yours.
Okay. I feel the heat of the sun as it arches its bow and strikes me like a gun. A sedated knock on the door rattles the chimes, making me anxious to rise. Every day, I get close enough to hear your breath, then your footsteps fade away. Maybe I should run, but my mind evades, washing my face to baptize my strain. Feeling the stains of yesterday and the gripping sounds of silence from my reflection holds me in place. I grab the keys to shift, and there you are, in the corridor, waiting leisurely, never late to arrive. Traffic collides, and darkness reminds me that even in casual conversations, you disrupt my imagination. Invasive in my dreams, you stand in silence watching me. You walk beside me as I drift and straddle the follicles of my skin. When I greet others, you're the crack in my voice. When I drape myself in sex, you dry the flows of my gates. When I drink at home, you are the heat in my throat. A gaping hole stretching like dark matter with no visible signs. Just the force of gravitational slander. I fall, fading into my flesh, but your hands emerge like mesh. You won't let me live, and you won't let me die. You are dousing me daily with sin, and I'm losing my mind. Worry walks beside me every day, and I just want him to go away. Home.
Nice. Very nice.
She's so smooth with her voice. I love it. Go, girl.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Incredible. Very incredible. Thank you, Fabi. That was amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're most welcome. Y'all are just really, like, setting it off. I'm, like, really, like, matter of fact, someone in the back channel said they are not playing. They are extremely talented. Okay? So.
I'm much appreciated.
Okay. Are you ready to find your thoughts?
Yes, I am.
Mike is yours.
I love you. I love you. can be the sweetest words that, like someone dedicating themselves to you forever. That warmth that's being wrapped around you like a warm blanket on a coat when it's day. The sunrise is certainly not coming from the sky, but from your heart, your smile, and your eyes. As you embrace the words that will begin to make you suddenly breathe so differently as if the air is no longer tainted and full of pollution. But only the breath of fresh air that fills your lungs as you exhale slowly like you finally get a relief of heartache. But I love you can also be used to connect the hooks that strings people along to gain an advantage on what you selfishly desire, at the risk of someone else's feelings that are seemingly not to be cared about. But yet and still, I love you. As your mind is played with like an orchestra in sync with the intentions of getting the emotional pull that is designed to make you fall victim to the symphony of those words being said in your ears. Like making movements as if playing Bobby Fischer in a game of chess with a Sicilian defense being one of the first powerful setups being made when dealing with an amateur. I love you. It's the most successful words that can express the care and deep emotions you have for a person. Like finally realizing the computer language of binary, as you begin to become persistent on hacking the government because the information that the world is dying to know is at the tip of your fingers, only able to get close enough to those very answers from giving time, determination, and patience. Because showing it before having the moment of saying the words, I love you, will allow that person to see you crave to give an abundance of care, love, and affection. And who they are as the feeling of acceptance is all we desire, but outside of our own definitions of what we claim I love you mean. What is love? Outside of words that can be used with or without the intent to catch what you aspire to reap the rewards from. No.
Wow.
I don't know who that person was with the
actual. Check your messenger.
I'm going to the messenger right now. I'm not going to say that. But I will say that accent is something different, and it hits a whole lot different than I wasn't prepared for. I don't think none of us were prepared for that, for real.
Right.
I've never heard you do the accent. What the hell?
I was like, wait.
Yeah, I was like, thank you. So we just upgraded from smacking drinks out to people, like just hitting people over the head with a bottle. It's nice. Thank you, Defining Thoughts. Yeah. Any flowers for Defining Thoughts and the game changers she just came in here with, and just like all three of them just came in here just like, okay, well, listen, I know you was drinking something, we just want to smash the bar and just walk off, like, you know, with this stuff exploding behind us. We looking from a movie set. You know, that's what's happening right now. It's great. Any flowers for Defining Thoughts?
Absolutely, yes. The definition of love will be forever ingrained in my mind. I love that piece. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
A dope piece there, Defining.
Wow,
thank
you. It was awesome.
Wow. It was the accent for me, though, too. You broke out that.
Yeah, that accent was something serious. I was not prepared. I wasn't ready for any of this.
Technically, you know, people like to make accusations on it, but, you know, it's fine.
Okay, you know what? You're going to stop all that. We're not dealing with that today. We don't have to.
I was pissed off. We'll be fine with it.
All right, so we're going to get back into the open mic. As we all know that this is, you know, until we get to the end of June, it's still a school night, so we have to curtail to make sure everything else is going. But I want to make sure that our listeners and everybody can hear you, can actually find you. So since we ended with you, Defining Thoughts, how can people find you and how can they purchase your book?
Well, you can find me on Instagram. It's TattooLadyV, TattooLadyV. You can find my book on Amazon.com. That's Defining Thoughts, as well as Defining Reality. I have two books up there. Outside of that, I mean, I guess you can find me on LinkedIn. My name is Victoria Halston on there. But, you know, if you all want to reach out, you know where to find me.
much. Divine Thoughts. Shauna, T. Nelson, how may we find and your myriad of works and your art and the writing workshops that you do, all the amazing things that you happen to be a part of, how may we find you?
Everything is linked from my website. So if you go to shaunatmelson.com, S-H-A-N-N-A, T as in toy, Melton, M-E-L-T-O-N.com. It's Shauna T. Melton Arts on Instagram and on Facebook. And my book is on Amazon, Unraveling My Thoughts. If you put my name in with the title Unraveling My Thoughts, it'll come right up. But there's also a poetry page on my website where you can purchase the book through a link. So just go to the website, shaunatmelton.com, and everything is there. And you can see the art. You can see videos of my work and performances.
Fantastic. Fabi, Chaldeya, how may we find you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at LovelyFabi2. So that's LoveLyFabi2. And you can find me on Clubhouse as LoveFabi. Follow me. I'll follow you back.
Super fantastic. Okay, ladies, we're going to serenade you all with this open mic. We're going to start off with Lady A. Lady A, are you here?
Yes, I am, but my phone is going to die. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Lady A, are you there? Okay, we'll loop back around. We're going to go over here to Just J.
Oh, sorry. I thought my phone was dying, and I have a few minutes, I guess. I'm very sorry.
Okay, then we'll start out. The mic is yours.
Okay. This is called You Can't Steal My Shine. Hiding inside, heart has died. This way they can't see me cry. Not sure what it means. Life is not all as it seems. Shocked and pain as I hear what they say. Incredibly insane. One by one, feelings revealed. I am who I am, and the world can give their 2 cents. I will not be destroyed, though alone on this voyage. Knots in my gut will give way, and this book will be shut. I won't let anybody steal my shine because I own it. It's mine. Someone once said I will live to regret choices I made long ago. You'll pay for your sins, be alone, you can't win. I never believed it till now. Angst rises up, I tremble and vow, be proud of yourself despite the rumbling crowd. Reverie plays havoc, I say. You'll not rob myself worth again. Do not fold in a ball, turn your face to the wall. Give up, let go, cry in the rain. I'd rather die to escape the pain. Coward, too scared to leave and go where hell is living right now. Gather my thoughts, my words in a box. Speak life back into my brain. Pick up the shards stabbing my heart. Stitch my mouth, I can't scream. This is me, damn it, it's me. Don't judge, convict, pass sentence, and quit. Find the me that is me instead. End poem.
That's what I'm talking about, Lady A. Find the me that is me instead. I like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Come through with the come through. Conviction, honesty, push. I like it all. Thank you, Lady A.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go from you to Just J. Just J, are you ready?
Yes, sir, Mojave. I just want to go ahead and say, man, this feature that you're doing is blockbuster stellar, man. For you to manage this talent like this and keep the flow and the continuity of the room is a beautiful thing, man. I'm going to get into the piece. But also, remember, I have Timothy Whispers on here also.
Well, I was going to tell you that. I said we're going to do a double feature because we can go from you directly into Timothy Whispers because I know you're both on the phone at the same time. So, well, I got you, brother. Let's keep it moving.
Yes,
sir.
Appreciate you. With the weight of the world on my head, my tears form a mighty river of renewal and rejuvenation. As these poems flow down this river of hope, dreams, levees, and leans, even in tumultuous streams, water froths into cream. As I hold my head high, so the water falls in cascades to feed the young blades of grass. You see, this is full body kneading, full body feeding from one who is blind. Eyes weep in the melodies of rhythms, of the sounds of sight. Melodies make light in my mind's eye. As my heart sways like a willow in the winds of change and upheaval, as mountains push their peaks into the thoughts of solidarity, in my mind's eye, I see you and I at the precipice, at the nexus of bliss and ecstasy. It's not just a dream. It's you next to me. Warm are my eyes in your beauty as we gracefully dance in the sun of our love, lingering in love, like two marionettes who were made for each other. Those lost puzzle pieces of completion, there was thought not possible. So when I found you, I thought it was not true. Even when we were locked in unison, my mind would not bend. The truth was, I fell in love. I fell in love with hurting. I fell in love with searching. And fell in love with disdain to my own dismay. I fell in love with being afraid. I chose not to see you. Even though everything I was recognized in you. I was starving in this small house dripped with honey from being the beautiful you of you. Too long has my appetite gone for naught and not seized the comb, the comb, the sweet honeycomb of your opulence that now makes my mind's eye shine because your taste has brought my sight to full sun brilliance and your nectar removed my blindness and ushered love into this dry cave and poured water onto this withered heart. Poem.
Nice. Very nice.
I'm going to have to steal that sweet honey of opulence. I'm stealing that. That, yeah.
Yeah.
if you see it come up in the library, if you see it come up, just know that I stole it. And the intricate way that you construct your words and speak with such fervor and energy and passion into it. But that's the opulence. That's stolen. I'm stealing that. I'm sorry. I am stealing that. Super sexy. Any flowers for Just Jay before we move on to Mr. Whispers? Timothy Whispers, that is.
It was powerful and vulnerable and a lot of imagery, visual, and the voice does not hurt. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I like the shout-outs, too, the small house of poetry that drips with honey. I like that. That was good. There was a whole bunch of things in there. I'm just stealing the opulence line. I'm just going to tell you, I liked it a lot. But, you know, you was kicking the Willy Bobo something fierce, and I liked it. But then again, you know, you always have that classic. Your voice is like just a whole another level of instrument. But speaking of voices, Mr. Whispers, are you there?
Appreciate you, big bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. Yeah, man. The show is fabulous. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yeah, we hear you clearly. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right.
Baby, with a woman's eyes, I feel you watching in the night. Say you want to be free, you know. All you got to do is say so. But sometimes I feel like this maybe her design is different, like something is missing. See, it's been a long time since affection and kissing, and I was just reminiscing about the past, and even if there is the future, but I keep losing my soul for you. And I'm trying to hold on to the materialized emotions that have been gone before I realized what happened. Now I'm trapped in this bitterness, and I keep asking God for forgiveness because I really don't want to hate you. See, this love, it made me feel like a caged elf that stayed in one place chasing its tail. See, I'm only human after all, so don't put your blame on me. And I won't put mine on you, but baby, we just keep climbing through the windows of our souls, trying to hold on to that dust. Yeah, you know that same dust that we left each other in. Now we're smothered in confusions, illusions, and repairs with no tools. But baby, we look like two fools, or maybe jesters with no jokes. I had a dream about you, and my dream spoke highly of you. We were in a park, and we were sharing an ice cream cone, and then my phone rang. Damn, it woke me up, and I was late for reality, hoping that the truth wasn't mad at me. The pillow next to me was empty. I pray to God you don't resent me for being forward, but baby, we keep falling backwards. But sometimes we balance in the middle. And I'm riddled because making love to you was cosmic, and our relationship is always gothic and shifty. And I always got to become the Batman in your Gotham City. And then we laugh at the penguins in our love because it was small to begin with. But I never really understood your two-face, but sometimes I need that because it feels strange when you're the same. And we came a long way, only to end up in two different places at the same time. You said your heart shattered. Well, I framed mine when it snapped in two. And I keep it on the shelf in my house, right next to the Gorilla Glue, because sometimes I'm still feeling you. And we share mixed emotions with no boat to float in. You cry me a river, then my lips quiver, because I'm holding back the hoop of them in my tear ducts. And I'm stuck on your shore, searching for my shore, possibly our shore to be sure of. But this is what it sounds like when doves cry. Oh.
Well, damn. Yeah, that's all I can do too. I'm gonna snap my fingers. Lord.
You know what? Listen. Excuse my terminology. Fuck all this shit. When did your ass start singing? When did you? What? First of all, you whispers. I'm gonna kick your ass. Cause number one, you never said that you could sing. I never heard you sing before. This nigga can carry. Fuck you, Timothy. Fuck you.
He never said he couldn't, though.
No, because he sang sweetly. It was sweet.
Oh,
and then he hopped
Thank
into an hellified-ass poem and threw mad Batman references up in that bitch. What the
fuck? Oh, yeah.
Listen. Well, don't come by my show again and try to come in and trick people up the smack. I'm not with the play, man. I ain't never heard your ass sing. I've never heard it.
Oh, yeah.
And you sang sweetly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm mad right now. I'm real mad.
Don't be mad.
I'm just saying you was just waiting. You waited. You was like, watch me go out here and show my whole entire ass. That's what you did?
You know, I got to represent for the small house crew. Small house. And Fabi is my sister, so I'm definitely here to support her in anything that she does, you know, and, small house. That's what I'm doing. That's it. But I've been singing, though, my hubby, a long time. Yeah.
Listen, you ain't never sang around me, ever. I done heard umpteen billion poems. No singing.
I'm mad right now.
I just like to say, since Mojave does not welcome you to sing on his show, you're welcome to sing anywhere you like.
that I will be.
He can sing on the show, but I'm mad because I've been around him for a while. He's never sung around me. Never. Like, it's pissing me off because I was like, I gauge levels. I see the, I'll be like, okay, that's cayenne pepper, that's, you know, ghost pepper. Now, like, it just takes on a whole other thing that I know he can sing. Y'all, I've been singing for a long time. You ain't singing around me. You know what? I'm going to be on my fuck you bullshit. Because now I can't trust you. You were super playing on me, and I wasn't even prepared and shit. What the fuck? Anyway, I'm mad right now. I'm real mad. Danielle, do you know how mad I am right now?
That's a good mad.
It's a good mad.
I know,
You know.
He's a real good heart back together. I don't think you can really mess with a man like that.
I don't like stuff that messes with my perception. I don't like it. He fucked my head up. I ain't gonna sit here. You know, but everybody's been on one. Everybody's been on one tonight. This has been an on one thing. Everybody's coming through. We're like, yeah, I can't keep my drink in my hand. People keep smacking it out of my hand. You don't need that drink. You don't need that drink. That's what's happening. All right. I wasn't ready. I definitely wasn't ready. All right. So I'm going to go over here to our station manager while we got the time, Mr. Van Meadows, and then we're going to bop up around with Sphinx, and I see Gina, but we're going and Wallace. So we're going to go Van, you up, Sphinx, you on deck, Wallace, you in the hall. Van, are you there?
Hey, what's good, Mojave? How you feeling, bro?
What's happening? I happen to be in fine.
Hello. I see you in fine form. Yes, indeed. Congratulations to the features. Y'all are amazing. Amazing artists.
Super amazing.
Poetess. Definitely amazing.
But before we get into it, Van, can you tell us what's happening at Pippin Radio Universe for the rest of this week?
It'd be my esteemed pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Erotic Love Zone with La Pearl, La Negra, and Miss VIP. Thursday night is a get down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity, and guest hosting will be yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and guest host Rob Poetry Morrow. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And that will be right here next Tuesday with Mojave and one of his many shows.
War Council.
Yeah, I know. War Council. But you, can I get my spiel out, man? Let me do my spiel.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Too late. You don't mess up. Back to you, Mojave.
Well, thank you. Well, now that we have our station manager, Van Meadows, are you prepared? Are you ready? Spit a poem.
Absolutely.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't know if her love was a beautiful dream or a horrible nightmare. Times when I felt peace and had not a single care. But other times I was cold, shivering, and afraid, as I often awoke in cold sweats in my bed where I laid. In my nocturnal state, I remember feeling safe, never wanting to awaken from my slumber, using unconsciousness as a failsafe, wondering when my dream will end and my nightmare begin. I hate straddling the fence when I have competed and competed for a place I thought I've won, a position where I knew I ranked first, holding my trophy in the sun. All the while in my REM stage, I was being played. Now that's pretty savage. The collision course of optimism that meets with cynicism about the one true passionate thing I cared for so deeply. And in my dreams, I don't mind being sleepy, but in my nightmares, I want to be awake. Because in my dreams, her love is real and not fake. While my nightmares becomes my demons, and her love strangles me just for fun, allow me to rest in solidarity of my dreams. So the nightmare of her love will no longer feel my screams. Poem.
Damn.
Damn.
Exactly. Bring that,
wow,
sir.
No, I know, man.
And the nightmare. Damn.
I came here just brought the wrench to just start tightening things up. Look at you, poetic, just tightening things up. Give me my
you
wrench
know
back.
You know how Spink said he wanted to meet old boy outside?
Mm-hmm.
Tell old girl holler at me. Tell old girl holler at me.
Yes.
Yo, I'm going to need you to put the full elbow, guard on that woman when you get her. I'm going to need you to do
know
that.
You know how I do. I will ATL stomp her ass. Come on.
Come on with it. Okay, let's stop talking violence. No more violence. Sphinx, are you ready?
Always.
The mic is yours.
All right. Let me do this piece for you right quick, Shotty. This track called Brilliantly Filthy, so I'll speak clearly. The seismic shift is serious. As fingerprints embrace, grip then twist, reality jolts from jovial to judgment day, and you're not ready. Ill prepared for the impending pounding of my basement bravado resonating slow against your soul. And we can do this for hours. That lyrical blunt smoke, close inhibitors, cloud judgment, and free inhibitions. Till my words get slick and start to slip freestyle fingers into your mental sweet spots. Then tap G-spot until you can't stop coming back to get smoked. Even with sore throat, muscle failure, and your soup sandwich all ate up. Now embrace the suck as the soldier stands at attention and witness the second, third, and forthcoming of the beast of ancient times riddling your mind. My name is Sphinx, but you can call me Brilliantly Filthy. Peace.
I'm exhausted already.
Okay, sorry. I had to get out the evil laugh because, you know.
Ooh.
I had to get that out.
Yeah.
I had to get that out. Yeah. Yeah, that's how they do it over in Dripville. Yeah. Spix, I see you. Salute, sir. I feel a little bit bad because Wallace has to come behind that, and so Wallace, I'm gonna ask you to, you know, say a prayer so you know you don't get hit with any of that, you know, just make sure you.
Bless it, Jesus,
because you know.
Interestingly enough, at Mind Evolution's open mics, I usually ended up following something like that.
I'm willing to bet. Well, sir, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you.
At times I fall to pieces, can never be the same. Sometimes I'm not stronger than the pain. At times I fall to pieces, won't ever be the same. I succumb to the pain.
I'm creating a mosaic. It's made of the broken pieces of me. I've had my fair share of moments of brokenness that left me shattered and scattered. Hammer hits to the psyche when people used to ridicule, bully, and antagonize me. A bat to the heart when I lost all my stuff. Moving from house to house was tough. Lack of stability or consistency, countless traumas left me broken to pieces, left in a heap. A mess of sadness and anger, fear and loathing. My happiness and joy, confidence and patience, all mixed and scattered across the floor.
At times I fall to pieces, can never be the same. Sometimes I'm not stronger than the pain. At times I fall to pieces, won't ever be the same. I succumb to the pain.
So I tried putting myself back together, fitting together the jigsaw puzzle of my broken pieces to make a complete me. But too many gaps existed, all those minuscule minute shards that were lost left me bereft. Longing for completeness, I had to make myself over, take those broken pieces to make a beautiful visage, take all the parts of me and fit them together. Up close, I couldn't see what the new me looked like. I couldn't recognize my completeness until I stepped back and took in the whole picture. I thank God for the strength to create the new vision of my new image. But now I took all the pieces, laid them in a frame, blended the joy and the pain, and with all the pieces, I have been remade. My new life after the rain. And the elder has spoken.
Damn.
Come on, elder. Come on.
Singing and
worried
breathing.
About and, damn. Come on, elder. Come on.
Mm.
Come on, Longhouse boys. Come on.
Mm.
They just ran up in here with the gas out, you know, just small house of poetry running through here, representing for Fabi. Salute to y'all. I like it. I like it a lot. This is what we need. We need good representation. We need houses coming together. We need everybody coming in and just doing poetry, doing fly speak, flying that new style of speak.
Yes, sir.
Everybody doing what we need to do as we need to do it in a proper way and having a correct medium. And, of course, here on the Pippi Radio Universe, we're here for it. You know, we go where no one has gone before, and that's why we call it the universe. So, I mean, that's my personal thing. For real, don't fire me. But that's my personal thing. I'm playing all everything else. But, you know, I'm just going to show up tomorrow like nothing ever happened. Anyway, y'all shout out to the elder. Go ahead, Wallace. Come in here. He said, you usually have to follow that and then come in singing and putting everything else and giving a good word. Now, I had to put somebody on the back burner because they had to do some things, but they're here and they're back. And I just want to say that she comes to me like a rare epiphany. Rare. Are you there?
Hey. I am.
All right.
Amazing.
No, this has been super fire. Fire! Mm-hmm. See, I would yell, but no, that's going to make y'all just want to hear and be like, nah, I don't want to do that. Anyway, but it's been fire. It's been super fire.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have some dope features. You put some dope features out here because, you know, I came for the Fabby love. But when I came in here, I'm never disappointed with the talent you got in the room. And it's amazing.
I keep telling people, I put peaches together for energy. I don't put them together just because maybe I'd be fresh, but the energy is always right. Energy.
Yeah.
Stop looking for numbers. New energy. It works out better. Anyway, are you ready, Rare?
I am.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Tuck me in. Cocoon me in the softness of your secrets, the hearty strength of your laughter. Assure me that I will not fall. Rock me slowly, cradled in something that will not break, that does not suspend me like treetops only to drop me to a fate that would make me wish for death. May I request that you lullaby me with the sweetly erotic melody of your whispers, the quiet confidence of your words, and the turbulence rolling from your tongue in waves dancing on the currents of electricity flowing between you and me. Please, when breeze becomes strong wind and feels like the end, even before the night begins, tuck me in to the folds of your embrace. Be my place of safety where I can face the seemingly never-ending darkness. It's selfish of me, I know, to bestow this need on your shoulders. You did not volunteer to be the holder of my secrets and my shame, or the name that defines my peace and my fortress. You did not sign up for this. But I just know I know your kiss can make it all better. That I could weather the lunacy of this lunar sea if you were with me. So, baby, please, pluck me in. To the brilliance of your thoughts, the flagrant filth of your fantasy, the possibility of your forever, the dopeness of your beauty. Tuck me in. Poem.
Now, see, first of all, Mojave, you can't be setting up a room like this to then have her come walking in like that.
First of all, just so you know, my drugs, listen, and I know who took them. My drawers is missing. Not know who took them.
I just gave you a pill.
Right up off.
Hey, check the flagpole, Mojave. Check the flagpole.
I'm about to go. Like, where your drawers at? Look up. Look up.
Incinerate.
I'm just saying, be snatching the drawers off and everything else. All right. Lord Jesus. I'm trying, let me say a silent prayer for my underwear and hope they return. Y'all give it up for Rare Epiphany. Thank you very much. I'm not going to stand up anytime soon. I'm just going to tell you that right now. For fear of injuring myself. Anyway, we're going to keep this moving. It is a school night, but we're going to close out right. For C-Way, I know you here, sis. I didn't know if you wanted to spit a poem, but I left your mic open.
Peace. Thank you for the opportunity. This has been an amazing night. Wonderful features. My sister, Shauna, gangster. That's all I can say.
Super gangster.
You know it. I love you. I was formed in succession of proportionate importance to the always of water, the newness of light, and the intention of sky, patterned by the sculptor to be every time the one and only of me. Mixed and molded, scraped and shaped and smoothed, cracked, broken, refashioned and polished into something necessary. This singular degree of black light, this particular shade of black blue, this intentional angle of black vision, this specific force of my impact on the world around me, determined by the acceleration of my mass, unleashed upon the circumstances of my day, this flesh, your firm earth, where you are grounded, the soil in which your seeds grow, the land you return to when you have been out to sea, this voice, your beacon, your tuning fork, to set you right, your lullaby to heal your crazy, your chant, your blues, your jazz, your gospel, this soul, your lantern, your north star. I am the prototype. But when did my body, divinely crafted, life-bearing, occasionally unruly, perpetually disruptive, undeniably foundational, when did this body become the universal symbol for doing too much and yet still not enough? I want to paint the walls of my spirit a quiet hue of water, but where in the world is a black feminine breath safe, safe from suffocation, from exsanguination, from disdain, from snatch in middle of night in broad daylight, from fear of loss, from catch and toss, from hold? Hold, hold, wait, hold from oblivion. Where in the world can a black feminine breath sigh a space amidst the chaos for a beat? I'm beat. I've been beat down every way possible, and yet I know, a knowing so beyond bone deep such that despite my contorted soul, my tone on guard, head on a swivel, fenced heart and piercing eyes, my hips can't be caged. You can't define me with twerking. That's just a thing I do. As a byproduct of how magnificently booty, as defined by me, shifts time and space. But my switch ain't the beginning or the end of me. I switch easily from professional to maternal to girlfriend to healer codes. You can't define me because I won't not tell my story, because this story is my sister's story too. Because for every ear that cannot hear this story, there is a heart beating it.
Come through, sis, with the I'm every woman. I'll sit on your ass and do whatever needs to be done. Make it do what it do. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
So my 2020 is going to come in here and throw grenades and just blow shit up. I like it. Keep doing it. We're not stopping. Keep it moving. Just came in here. Just grenading this mother. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for the space, bro. Thank you.
No, thank you. I'm sorry, I left y'all this morning, but I had to go get some of my laundry. My Lord. I was like, I came back. I said, yo, did they hang up on me? Boy, what happened? Anyway, bomb. Okay, we're going to go over here to area code 504. Area code 504, are you there? Area code 504? Area code 504. You got your hand up, so I don't know. We can't hear you. All right, well, in the meantime, in between time, we're going to go over here to Gina Storm. Gina Storm, are you there? Hello? Gina, are you there? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes, we can.
Okay, hold on. Oh, matter of fact, hold on. Gina, are you there?
Hello, Mojave, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm here.
Well,
I came to help support the small house venture because I'm part of the small house as well. I'm here because, you know, it's Tuesday night and I'm getting to put my poetry on, and Flat Speak is amazing, so I'm here at the Epiphany Universe as well.
Thank you.
I love the features. The poetry has been amazing. This is fantastic. You're doing a phenomenal job. This is just, there are no words to describe how amazing this is. This is giving me life.
Well, I'm glad. But, Gina, we need to do the piece. It's school night. Gina, I need to do
school
the piece.
Night. I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna be in and out like a robbery.
What I'm gonna actually do is that I have not done in forever, probably never
on your show. I'm gonna read a piece.
What?
Yeah, I wrote this.
Wait, Gina, pause.
I'm not gonna freestyle.
No, pause.
Okay.
Jared, whose idea was this? Who did this?
Small House encouraged me to write, and I've been writing and spitting pieces that I wrote since April 1st. And I'm just on a trend, so I'm trending as a poet who is reading a piece. Yes, sir.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I need a nap.
Come on, lay down. I need to lay down
for y'all. In the history of the universe.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
I'm not ready. I'm gonna mute myself, Gina, and the mic is on.
You gotta get ready because I gotta do this. Hello. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I had to change my phone. My phone was dying. My phone's got phones, but that phone was dead. So I'm sorry if you weren't ready, but I got to read a piece. Mojave?
I'm here. I'm just waiting on you.
Is he dead?
No,
right.
Here.
I'm sorry. I was making sure you didn't flatline. All right, so here we go. You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. It's just a vacancy. Love don't live here anymore. See, it's 1 o'clock and I don't cry over spilled milk or sour grapes. I clean and bandage my own scrapes. My days start slowly gaining momentum. In the daytime, I drink coffee, but most nights, they end with a glass of vino. I drink wine, and it's my libation of choice. I like to write drunk and edit sober, mostly. That's the advice of Ernest Hemingway. What's my beverage of choice depends on the time of day. I turn the screw slowly, lower the wings, and remove the cork and smell that thing. Pick up my pen immediately, and slowly into a stemless glass, I swirl and sniff. The body and the bouquet are amazing. I savor and enjoy reading my finished piece, smiling because I'm proud of me. I refill on repeat until my chest feels the heat. My head swims slightly. I'm not drunk. I'm just warm and fuzzy. My body relaxes. My mind calms itself. My notebook and pen have been put away. I drift into a wine-induced coma, dreaming vividly. I wake, and I edit, still loving what I wrote, patting my own back, giving myself credit. I'm my own worst critic. I get it. Thrilled by the process. Happy to have emptied myself by righting wrongs. I apparently had it in me all along. My final thought is, as I recycle the bottle, I save the cork in a glass vase. Giving thanks to wine, the Merlot, the Cabernet, the Sangria, and the Pinot Grigio too, are all the ones that speak to me deliciously in all of their majesty. I'm Gina Storm, and that's my piece.
When you're talking about wine, you're walking on my side of the street, sis. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
No, I mean, first of all, don't talk to me anymore. No, don't talk to me. I ain't talking to you. I'm just not talking.
You took him too fast, Gina. He was already trying to
I love everybody, but I'm hating on tonight because people just ran up on me and smacked me in my face, and I ain't got no defense. Whispers are saying,
Mojave, don't be like that.
You read a poem. Are you reading a poem? Your niece will sit there. I remember I was having a conversation with you. You was like, no, I don't want to write the poem. I don't want to write poems down. Blah blah blah. And I was just like, what is the issue? And they
just
like, oh,
it's new. This is new.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
Small house of poetry on Clubhouse, sir.
Don't laugh, because the Small House of Poetry ran up in here and was smacking people. It ain't fair. Everybody, I don't come over to y'all job and smack people.
Oh, no. Don't do that. It wasn't nobody in here smacking.
My goodness.
Nobody.
Y'all came in here. Just came in here representing. Just came in here representing. Oh, yeah, what we going to do? Yeah, we just going to put bombs all over the place. We just going to blow out the town.
Right.
That's it. And just pull up
y'all
on people.
Whispers
singing sweetly. That man got a sweet voice. Was singing. I'm mad. Gina writing poems down. Mad. Absolutely mad. I'm used to the elder. I like the elder. The elder come through. The rock come through. I see him. Jared, you come through. You rock. You know, I really appreciate it. Every time you call me soon after, I smile my ass off. I'm like, my man, my bro. You got me. Right? I smile. He's like, what's good, Sundiata? Everybody be like, Sundiata, how you know him like that?
The Small House of Poetry was his whole brainchild, so there would be no Small House if there was no Just Jay, so yeah, blame him.
No, I understand that, and I know that, but y'all pull up on me with some new stuff. Like, you writing both. You know what? I'm mad. I'm not even going to go for it. I'm not even going to. It's a school night. I'm not going to sit here.
It's a school night. Like I said, in and out like a robbery. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
Just yeah, one love, one mic, but yeah, I'm mad right now. Speaking of which, I am over my time, but being that it is, I'd like to give a special thanks to Fabi, Defining Thoughts, and Shauna T. Melton. Y'all were beyond anything that I could possibly, think of. Like, I do things based off of energy. Like, I don't just be choosing people randomly. I'm all about energy, like straight up and down. And since I've been doing Fly Speak, every Fly Speak is its own set of energy, its own universe, and so you can actually feel everything that's happening, and it changes for each, configuration that I put in. So I'm just going to keep doing it. But this in particular was just amazing. And then people just pulling up on me, doing stuff I wasn't even prepared or... Thank you. I'm so appreciative of everything that you guys have done and come through. And it's been a wonderful time. Thank you for coming out here on Tuesday of Real Entertainment Network. Shout out to our CEO, Arthur Larry Max, for Real the Poet, for allowing
Real
such great space, energy, creativity, beauty, amazing poetry here in this space, and allowing us to be free enough to do it. I want to thank everybody for the freedom of expression that they brought to this table and shared it freely like a meal that we all could partake of. It is a beautiful thing. Thank you. All right. So thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Shauna. Thank you. And thank you to all the poets. Thank you to all the poets for really making this and an amazing space. Thank you for everything. Thank you, my Pivney Radio Universe family. Thank you. Thank you, my Drip Fam. Thank you, everybody, for just – everybody's my family. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, family, for this. Thank you, sis, for coming through and rocking out, man. This is my switch. Is not my switch. I switch. Like, yeah, I'm just so much gangsterism going on. But I know I'm supposed to do a poem because I know somebody said if I don't do a poem, it's not like closing it out because I'm being lazy, and I really was. But let me just read this quickly, I hope. Hold on. I had it, and I just lost it. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Hold it. Nope. 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 Nope.
Mahaffey, don't be complicated.
The what? I didn't hear you. What? Robin?
I said don't be complicated.
Yeah, I'm not going to complicate. I'm going to just read it. All right. So, all right. Here's a piece. No music or nothing. All right. If you ask me what your kiss means, it's like asking me how it feels to breathe. How careful your lips load into mine the hesitation while holding back your passion. Worried about overflow and promise and vow, who would you be? Your character versus your desire, enough to make your imagination aspire. You feel wet, gathering in the space between your thighs. How you have to feel what my arms feel like around your waist. How you fit, fingertips editing sensual energy, cascading the impulses of your want, almost overriding your need. Gentle, tender, this kiss is unsteady, like a baby's first steps. You want to know what it is to run. Feel the heat within your lungs. I reflect off the pool that is your eyes with a nervous exhale, touching in the middle of your back. Instantly collects arousal. You will ask how does he know my body? Cherish it like a familiar. Want your moan to become my totem. Ask spirit to bless and protect this feeling, this touch. You ask again for another explosion, a shelling that gives the battlefield of our lips cover so that our soldiers engage. The discovery of a sensual geography awaits for the peace of that conclusion of cataclysmic reaction of mental and orgasmic satisfaction. Come closer so that I may know thee. What I have can wait until you feel your fate, because I don't want you to wait with worry. Nor am I desperate with hurry. The space I occupy is manifest destiny, and when I go forth, each step moves me closer to you. Your kiss is a door opening, a warm bath and a candle burning with incense and a glass of wine, the taste of fruit fed to a waiting mouth, a deep hug with transfer of energy and all of it easy, with how sweetness speaks to the body of our bless. Timeless. And that's the piece.
Javi, you do that shit all the damn time.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, I gotta shake this shit off.
That's crazy. Amazing.
Mahabi, we're gonna have to have a talk, though. You know, I love your poetry, but you just talking too fast, and you know, I like it when you just slow it down, give it all up to us. But I love no one.
Take your drawers back. You can have this pair back. Just take them back.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Who wants the turtle pole? Who wants the pole, the light pole? I got them. I got them on. I feel good. I feel good, you know. My boys got some place to hang out. It's great. Anyway, it's great. But I want to thank everybody for coming out to Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network, FlySpeak Open Mic number 18, featuring Fabi, a.k.a. the Child of Yah, Defining Thoughts of Shana T. Melton. It has been an amazing time. This energy is amazing. Please make sure that you check us out. Download the episode for your own personal use and perusal. You can get it through CastBox, SpeakBox, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, on all those platforms. Make sure that you check us out. Make sure that you check yourself out. And enjoy. We'd like to thank everybody for coming out. We want everybody to be
safe.
We'd
like to thank you. We'd like to
thank
you. Thank you for loving poetry the way we all do and being one of those people that create space for us to do what we love to do so much. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for your support, everybody's support. And I couldn't do it. Nobody can do this walk alone. And I might carry a lot of stuff on my shoulders and run with a lot of stuff, but it can never be done without the aid and assistance and the energy of those who surround me and love me and support me and push me. So I'm thankful for you. It keeps me, this literally keeps me alive, dead ass. And it's not even funny. And even when I, you know, when I had pneumonia and I was going through my shit, I couldn't stop doing my shows because it's the one thing that I knew that I could do that would not make me think about who I was. So I'll just say that. I say that seriously with tears in my eyes. This is how I feel. And thank you. And I appreciate all of you. I really do. Thank you. All right. As the last one, good night. God bless. Take care. This has been the Epiphany Radio Universe. Signing off. And this episode will self-destruct in 10, 9, 8, 7, six, 5, 4, 3, 2,